This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCartney.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and of course available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyles, and includes the odd complainer. I'm Macca, and my host this morning is Tass. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca.
And we have Dylan on the panel and Fiona producing. Looks like it's going to be a nice day, Tass. I don't know.
It is, and Macca, it's great to be back. I enjoyed chill out last weekend.
You did?
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah, you you're up there 3 or 4 days?
we spent our 3 nights, 4 days up there. It was lovely. It was really good to catch up with friends. We attended the Australia's largest rainbow, human rainbow event.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
There were 407 of us.
Right.
So it's Australia's largest. It's not the world record. The world record includes 30,000 people.
Oh, God.
But there is no record in Australia, so it was going to be
Dale
the record.
Would have
no
collapsed
matter.
Into the river if there was that many people.
Yes. So that was a bit of fun.
What was the highlight of the weekend?
I think the highlight is always catching up with friends.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see, to see your old friends or friends that you haven't seen for a while and to make new friends.
It's a great event, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, you and I have spent some time there together in the past.
Many years. I always like, the footy ground or the showgrounds, is it? I can't remember what
it's
it is.
It's the showgrounds, yeah.
Yeah, so that's always, great fun, because there's plenty of shade and, plenty of space, often a little bit of dust, but...
A lot of dust.
A lot of dust.
Yeah.
Did that play havoc with your makeup, Tass?
I didn't have any makeup.
Oh, you didn't wear it that day?
Funnily enough, we didn't get to the carnival till about 1, and we bumped into Justine Della River at the Pride Centre tent, and Thorn Harbour was just down the road. And all of a sudden, we realised it was like 4:30, and we hadn't even done a lap. We hadn't moved.
We hadn't even done a lap.
So we had to go off and quickly try to do a lap, but then we got called back because we were heading off somewhere else at 5 o'clock. So I didn't even get to do a single lap, Macca, but managed to catch up with lots and lots and lots of people.
I just got a message from an interstate listener.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
John Borghetti.
Oh, listening away. There you go.
CEO of... Virgin. He's actually got a new gig. Something to do.
I'm not sure where he is. What's he doing?
In Sydney. Something to do with airports. Not sure.
Okay.
But anyway, he's listening in.
We should find out sometime, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should get him on and ask him how he is. And
But Macca, I have mentioned the magic words, the coronavirus. Yes. What an impact. What a week it's been.
Look, it has. I've got to say, and Tass and I actually spoke about this quite a bit during the week offline, I'm pretty disappointed with how the whole Grand Prix thing panned out.
That's not your opinion piece, is it, Macca?
No. It's an opinion that's widely shared. What I'm most disturbed about is that from the moment the Victorian government said no fans to when the Grand Prix Corporation and the FIA, which is the Organisation International Fédération Internationale Automobile, made the decision to cancel the race, to when they actually told fans who were clustered at the entrances, many, many hundreds of people, was an hour and a half. Right? What that says to me is that these people, the Grand Prix and the FIA, right, either they hadn't done any planning as to what might happen in this scenario, or they were too busy playing with themselves. Because an hour and a half is simply unacceptable. A failure. A real failure. But what we've seen during the week, Tass, is...
extraordinary events unfold minute by minute, Macca. You know, I think it's been an extraordinary week. You know, I was away last week. I was up at Chill House and got back, and it's literally been hit the ground running.
The bog roll wars, you know...
But we've got some good news, Macca.
We have.
We've come up with a little slogan.
We have.
The four C's.
The four C's, and that's
let our listeners know what that means, Macca. What are the four C's?
Okay, the four C's are C for calm, be calm. Be calm about what you're doing and how you're doing it. Contain the virus, and there are a number of ways that you can do that. Clean your hands, clean your face. Right, and check if all of that you've done that, but you're still concerned, which is another C. Check, and by I mean check, you know, speak to the helpline, which is 1-800-675-398. Don't call 000, right? And if you are in concern, call that line. But if you're going to go to the doctor, call first before you go in.
And Macca, the most informative website to get up-to-date information is the DHHS website.
Yes.
So just search coronavirus DHHS and you will get the latest up-to-date data. Whether you are a service provider, an individual, a healthcare provider, an interested person, somebody who doesn't speak English even, it's all available on that site. And it's updated literally during the day.
And we used Joy, used that website as a great resource and to get information about the regime that we've introduced here. And Dylan earlier thought regime was an interesting word, but it's a it's about a regimen. Okay, so it's about reducing the possibility of transmission. It's about looking after yourself. It's about ensuring the surfaces and the equipment that we use in Joy is clean. So we're using alternate studios. Mm-hmm. So when we leave the studio today...
We'll clean us.
We have the responsibility...
We'll disinfect it.
...to disinfect and clean the spaces that we've been in contact with. I actually washed and sanitised the microphone socks before we came on air. If there was a show coming straight after us, which there is, but it's a pre-recorded word for word, but if it was going live, they would have to be going out of Studio 3. And vice versa. So,
and we're also encouraging most of our guests to come in on the phone.
On the phone, yeah. Which
you know, we actually do prefer a face-to-face interview.
Yeah.
Other than Misha Kitchell today, all of our guests will be on the phone.
On the phone. And, you know, everyone that comes into Joy needs to sign in so that we have a record of who's come into the station. Because if there is a transmission...
we need to be able to contact trace.
And we have an obligation to let... the DHHS know, and the contact tracers within that department will then say, okay, well, who's been there in the last 24 hours or who have they been close to? They'll ask a whole lot of questions. We need to be able to provide that information to protect every single person. You know, it is a responsibility that we have, you know, to the fellow members of all communities, is to actually protect ourselves and take reasonable precautions.
Yep.
You know, don't run around like a chook with your head cut off, you know, dragging a pallet of toilet paper behind you.
Yeah, don't forget the four C's. Keep calm. Don't forget to clean, contain the virus.
And check.
Get more information, get tested.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a pretty awful week. We've seen the the government, you know, make it, federal government, make a decision. And I think the National Cabinet is an interesting development. During the Second World War, there was a particular, the War Cabinet included members of the opposition federally. This is the first time that there's been a body, and it doesn't have any legislative framework, but where the Prime Minister and I think the Federal Health Minister and each state premier are going to connect, you know, on conference calls once a week. So that they have combined action and they can all, you know, they can provide the feedback, which would be happening anyway. But I think that's a really important step.
I agree, Macam.
To get a national response, you know, think locally, act nationally. Or act locally, think nationally.
Yeah, and we need to be coordinated. We need to keep people up to date with what's going on. And we need to support our communities in what's going on.
Tactics alone don't do it. You need strategy for the tactics to work. And that number again, if you have questions and concerns about coronavirus, 1-800-675-398. And I hate to use the term that was used with regard to terrorism. What was it, Tess? Be alert, not alarmed.
Yes.
But it's important because if you contract, you know, you've got an obligation, you're going to have to self-isolate. You may even end up in hospital if you do get it. You've got an obligation to everyone to try and reduce transmission. That's what containment is all about.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.